Today's art hop is a little larger than usual, with a total of 63 stops. Two of those stops feature works by Brian Powers and Fran Dwight. Powers and Dwight work as independent artists, but also work together as part of Kalamazoo Photo Works. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
Photography is all about capturing a moment in time, whether it's a moment between objects and light or between people. For Kalamazoo Photo Works, Dwight and Powers work together on portraits, events, and weddings. They met at a local coffee shop last week with a young couple who are planning their wedding and reception. The couple had seen photos that Dwight and Powers took at a friend's wedding and hoped Kalamazoo Photo Works could cover their special event.
That's easier.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Easier for everyone.
For us, too.
And it's right on the park, right on the river there, isn't it? Right
on the river. Yeah.
Photographer Fran Dwight says she and partner Brian Powers always photograph weddings together so as not to miss anything.
He can be in one place, I can be in another. We can be shooting the same thing from different angles. We can be in two different places at one time. He can be with girls, I can be with the guys.
Dwight says wedding photography is different from art photography. You have to be ready for anything.
Art sort of sits still for you. You can pose it, you can wait for it to happen. And weddings, there's just no waiting. There's no waiting for anything to happen. You got to have your eyes glued to every possible opportunity that might happen and be ready to snap. And if you're lucky, it becomes art.
Dwight defines taking pictures for art as shooting whatever makes her happy, but that idea definitely transfers to her other photographic work.
Making a good portrait also makes me happy. You know, if I succeed in that, I'm very pleased that I mastered making a portrait that makes the subject feel good.
And Powers agrees.
It's my favorite part of it, making people look pretty and make them feel better.
But as anyone who's tried to take pictures of people knows, what you see with your eyes and through the camera lens is not always what you get in the finished picture. Power says there is a trick to that.
If I've got a bad picture of somebody, I'm not going to show it to them. I mean, I don't like my picture taken, so I know exactly what that feels like. So I try everything I can to make somebody look great.
Each photographer has a separate art hop show this evening. Dwight's work will be at Blue Salon at 302 West Michigan.
There is a theme to my art hop show. It's altered states because I've taken some of my old work and a little bit of new work and altered it in different ways that are less than purely photographic.
Powers' work will be at Tempo Vino Winery at 260 East Michigan.
It's mostly about Italy because it's at the Vino Tempo. So it's going to be a lot of Italy images. I just spent a month in Italy. And I also took a lot of iPhone, which I love.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my last art show was iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was just iPhone images. And it takes great pictures. So I love that.
Whether Powers and Dwight are working together under the banner Kalamazoo Photo Works or individually as artists, Dwight says their work has similarities.
You're using the same skills because it's all about light. It's all about understanding your equipment, number one, and your light, number two, and then just being ready for what happens.
More information about this evening's art hop put on by the Kalamazoo Arts Council is at kalamazooarts.org. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.